We all experience moments when life seems joyless and we lack the motivation to perform our daily tasks. Even Padre Pio had such moments. So how did he face them? This is what counts. Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The inspiration for today's video is from the book The Letters of the Saint of Pietrelcina by Gianluigi Pasquale. In a letter to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, dated August 26, 1916, Padre Pio poured out his heart about the trials he was facing. He wrote of his unwavering commitment to obedience, despite feeling otherwise. "Obedience is everything to me," he confessed, "and yet I find no comfort in submitting to it." These very honest words, directed to his superior, shows how frank Padre Pio was. Padre Pio's letter to his director is a deeply personal and emotional expression of his faith, his struggles, and his commitment to obedience to God. He begins the letter by offering a prayer for his director's well-being. "May the grace of Jesus always be in your heart and give you strength to endure the trials to which he submits you." Padre Pio goes on to describe his physical and inner struggles. "I feel bad physically and morally. No comfort comes to my heart anymore, and the storm increases in intensity." He acknowledges the depth of his suffering and the fact he feels no relief from it. Despite this, Padre Pio remains committed to his faith and to obedience to his superiors. "I work only to obey you, having made myself known to the good God, and that is the only thing he accepts from me, and which is, for me, the only means of hoping for health and singing victory." He sees obedience as the path to salvation, and is willing to endure even more sacrifices to remain obedient to God. He expresses a willingness to endure even the most painful sacrifices for the sake of others. "I am ready, very ready, to make 100 other sacrifices, even more painful ones," he wrote. Padre Pio also expresses a certain concern that makes him feel bad. "I don't feel, it's true, the desire to rebel against those who lead me, but I do experience a certain concern that makes me feel bad." This shows he is struggling with some internal conflict related to the direction he is receiving from his superiors. But despite these struggles, Padre Pio remains steadfast in his faith and his commitment to serving others. "The soul of Mora Irpino has already written to me, asking for direction. She tells me that, before leaving San Marco, she asked permission to write to me. What do you say about that?" This shows that, even in the midst of his own struggles, Padre Pio remains committed to helping others and serving as a spiritual guide. Padre Pio concludes the letter by offering himself to Jesus. "Offer me to Jesus, so I can make you happy. You should not, however, fail to do so, thinking of my weakness. Jesus will help me." So despite facing internal turmoil and a lack of motivation, Padre Pio continued to push through and fulfill his obligations to his superiors. Additionally, he finds time to take care for those who require his help, demonstrating his dedication to his faith and compassion for others. As I read this letter, I was reminded of Aristotle's powerful insight from his book Nicomachean Ethics. Aristotle argued that true, long-lasting happiness comes from persisting in virtuous behavior, rather than taking shortcuts or seeking short-term pleasures. This advice is especially relevant for us Catholics, as we seek to please God regardless of our emotional state. Jesus himself modeled this principle of obedience to the Father, even when faced with a painful death. You certainly remember his prayer in the garden before his arrest. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. So may the words of Padre Pio and Jesus Christ inspire us to persevere in our daily and religious responsibilities, even when we lack the motivation. For it is through persistence and obedience that we can ultimately sing victory. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen, or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.